A chaplain visits a woman named Miriam in the hospital. Miriam says, "I know God is good, but I am scared. I hate this diagnosis. I do not want to be a burden to my family." The chaplain could say, "Stay positive, God has a plan," but that may close the conversation. Instead, the chaplain says, "That is a lot to carry. Would it be okay if we held both truths together, that this hurts and that God is still present?" Miriam begins to cry. That is the heart of gratitude without denial. Christian leaders need language that can hold two truths at once. This is painful and God is near. This was wrong and God is still just. I am afraid and Christ is still faithful. I do not see the way forward and I can ask God for one grace today. This kind of ministry reflects the biblical pattern of lament and hope. In Lamentations 3, the writer names affliction, bitterness, wandering, and grief. Then he says, "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope." He remembers the mercies of God, not because the suffering is imaginary, but because God's compassion is real. The leader's role is not to force the person into gratitude. The leader's role is to create a safe spiritual space where lament and gratitude can both be brought before God. Ministry Sciences observes that integration matters. People often heal more honestly when they do not have to split their experience into fake categories. All good or all bad, all faith or all fear, all victory or all defeat. The gospel gives true integration. Jesus is the crucified and risen Lord. The wounds are real. The resurrection is real. Christian hope does not erase scars. It redeems the story. A leader can ask, "What hurts most right now? What do you need to say honestly to God? Is there one mercy you can remember today? Is there one person, one provision, one scripture, or one breath of grace you can receive? What faithful step is possible today? What helps is gentle permission. What harms is spiritual performance." A person in pain should never feel they must sound victorious to be faithful. Sometimes the most faithful prayer is, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Sometimes the most honest gratitude is very small. "God, thank you that I am not alone in this moment." Christian gratitude discernment helps leaders say, "We will not deny the wound. We will not deny the mercy. We will bring both before Jesus." That is honest hope in ministry.